Last three Mishnayos here in Maseches Erevin. Perek Yud Mishnah Yud Gimel Machzirin Retia B'Shab B'Mikdash Avalo B'Medina. If on Shabbos a Kohen has a bandage and he takes off that bandage, the Gemara discusses it shouldn't be a Chatzitza. A person who does avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to hold on to the kli directly with their hand. They can't use something like a pair of gloves to wear. So in addition, aside from the Gemara discussing the fact that maybe you have an extra beged, which is a problem, even if it's not a beged, you can't have something which is a hefsek. So let's say a person has a bandage. They take it off to do the avoda. The chiddush of the Mishnah is machzir, allowed to put it back on, even though there might be a concern midrabanan for memareach, for smoothing out in that gauze. Avaloba medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Im betchila, but to put the gauze on in the first place, kan v'kan aser, because there's no reason it's aser, even in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no reason to put that on. It doesn't assist the Kohen in preparing to do the avoda at all. Koshri nima b'mikdash avlo b'medina. Let's say you have a kli sharis, one of the string instruments that the Levim used to use for playing music for the Shira, and one of the strings breaks on Shabbos. You couldn't have fixed it before Shabbos. It only breaks on Shabbos. If you're fixing it in a temporary fashion, which is only Nisad Rabbanan, back to Masechah Shabbos, the din of Kesher She'ino Shal Kayama, it's Mutar the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Shvus HaMikdash, in Betchila. But if there never was a string, and you could have made it yesterday, Kan V'Kan Aser, in both cases, it's prohibited. Chot Chen Yabelas B'Mikdash, Avalo B'Medina. Let's say you have, in this case, it's talking about an animal, let's assume, although there's a very complicated, controversial Rambam in this discussion, but let's say you have an animal which has a yabelis, some kind of wart or growth. You can cut it off in the Beis HaMikdash, assuming that it's only Nisad Rabbanan, Avaloba Medina, V'imbakli, but to cut it off with a pair of scissors or another kind of implement, that would be problematic, Kan V'Kan Aser. You're not allowed to use a kli. Very complicated, the distinction between the kli. Let's assume that it's probably an issur d'oraisa by using the kli, but for further discussion. Yud Dalid, Kohen Shaloka Be'etzbo. Let's say a Kohen has a wound on his hand. Korech Alei Gemi Mikdash Avalo Medina. He can wrap around it a gemi. The gemi is some kind of stretchy material that's going to help protect it, and it's going to add an element of refuah. It's going to heal it, but because refuah is only nisa drabanan on Shabbos, ein shvus b'mikdash, im lahotzi dam. But if it's to take out blood, kan v'kan aser. In both cases, if the purpose, in both cases, in the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash, because you're squeezing out the blood, that's an av malach of chovel, so that would be prohibited. Bozkin melach al gabi kevesh. You're allowed to sprinkle salt on top of the ramp that they would walk up to get to the top of the Mizbeach so people wouldn't slip. And you're also allowed to fill jugs from this special mechanism, this galgal, this wheel, in the Bor HaGola and in the Bor HaGadol, even though there would potentially be an Issa D'Oraisa, Issa D'Rabbanan here of Gzeira, maybe you're going to fill for your backyard. So both of these, the putting the salt down that looks like you're fixing the Mizbeach, in this case you're using the special mechanism to bring out the water, Begalgal B'Shabbos, U'Mebe'er HaKar B'Yomtov, and from the cold well on Yomtov, all these are Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Last Mishnah, Sheretz. If you have a dead sheretz, which is metami shenimtza b'mikdash, you want to get it out of the Beis HaMikdash because it's creating a potential tumah for people, for items. So kohen motzio behem yano. The kohen is allowed to take it out. Behem yano literally means with the edge of his belt, because even though that sheretz is dead and therefore it's mukta, ein shvus b'mikdash, and you can allow to take it out. Shelo lahashos l'shaos says atuma, not to allow tuma to hang around in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Yehuda Om Rabbi Yehuda says no, you shouldn't use your cloth because your hemyano, even though you're not going to touch it, but the clothing is going to become tummy, even though the clothing is not going to be mitami the kohen. So Rabbi Yehuda says b'tzvash aleitz, you should use a chunk of wood. Which is Shalola Rabba says to Tumah that you shouldn't even make that clothing tummy. Meichel motzino, so where do you have to remove it from? So the first opinion is mina heichel mina ulam and bina ulam is beachtiv Reb Shimon Anas. Reb Shimon Anas says you have to take it out from the heichel, which is the kodesh hakodashim, mina ulam, the giant wide entry area that opens into the Heichal. It's kind of like an entry room which extends laterally on both sides the entrance of the Ulam. And from the outside of that Ulam, from that hallway, that wide hallway between that and the Mizbeach. That's Rav Shimon Anas. Rav Akiva says, no, even the rest of the Azara, if God forbid a person was themselves Tamei, and they entered into any part of the Azara, that sanctified area, and by doing that, they would violate an Issur Karis and a Shigaga by mistake. It would be a Chatos, Misham Otzino. So that's why you have to take it out. Ushar Kol Makomos, but other places in the Azara, not outside the Azara, Kof and Olof Pesachter. On Shabbos, there's no... there's no real problem technically to have that tumma in the other areas, like in the Ezros Nashim. So you take a giant bowl or a platter and you cover it over. Reb Shimon or Reb Shimon says, "Makom sheitiru lecha chachamim mishalcha nasnach shelo itiru lecha ela mishum shvus." Reb Shimon goes back to the earlier Mishnah Yud Gimel, and he says that. He waited until here because we discussed now all the topics of Shavuos HaMikdash, and he says, I don't agree with you. I think that it's problematic to tie any nimas, any threads on that vessel, on that kinor for the Levium, even though the Shavuos is in the Beis HaMikdash. This is he's machmer, and he says, Dafka, a type of shvus, which is an aniva, which is a bow, but not a kesher that's going to fix your kinor. Ad kan, we finish Mazel Tov. We should be zocha to finish many more mesechtas, Erevin Perek Yud, and all of mesechas Erevin. Thank you for joining us.